Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 139, verses 7 through 24.
今日我哋嘅读经系来自经文嘅诗篇139章嘅第7到24节。
We'll read this responsibly, first in English and then in Chinese.
我哋会以响应嘅方式读出，先系英文，然后系中文。
Psalm 139, verse 7. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
Psalm 139, verse 7. 我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住。我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。神啊，你必要杀戮恶人，所以你们好流人血的，离开我去吧。耶和华，恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们吗？攻击你的，我岂不曾嫌弃他们吗？神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心思，思念我，知道我的意念，按着我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿天父保守阅读同聆听他话语的人。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson Chang, titled "God's Presence and Power."
今日嘅信息系由程长乐牧师演讲嘅，题目系《神的同在》。
Let's pray.
我哋低头祈祷。
Oh, Father, we've come to a part of your word that discloses some of your incommunicable attributes.
我哋读到你嘅话语，讲到你嘅位格。
And so, Lord, we need your help to concentrate and to be able to apply some of these great truths about you, how that practically applies to us.
求你都帮助我哋去明白，去引用喺我嘅生活上边。
So give us attentiveness to you as we seek to honor you and worship you now.
让我哋喺你面前系专心一心一意嘅听你嘅话语。
Help us to be reflective and illuminate your word to us by the power of your Holy Spirit.
让藉住你嘅圣灵，你嘅话语向我哋显现。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我系奉主耶稣基督名求。
Well, this is the second part of a two-part look at Psalm 139.
我哋上个星期睇咗一诗篇一百九十三十九篇嘅上半部，我哋今日睇下半部。
And we already got a glimpse of this all-knowing God.
我哋去睇到咗呢个全能全知嘅神系点样样嘅。
And so this morning we'll be focusing more on His ever presence.And His powerfulness.
我今日会讲到佢嘅权能，我哋会讲到佢嘅同在。
And we're surrounded by God's presence, as it tells us in verses 7 to 12.
喺第七到第十二节，十二节佢讲到话神系与我哋同在。
Now, if you're familiar with the Psalms, you'll know that they're Hebrew poetry. So he's a poet, or he's a lyricist.
咁大卫系一个诗人。
And so poets are very artistic, and they give us extremes or polarities, divisions to help us understand.
咁詩人嚇，佢當然係詩情畫意，將每一樣嘢寫得好清楚、好細緻。
And to bring out the comprehensiveness of what he's saying, look at verse 8 again.
我睇下第八節，睇到佢嘅嘅同在啊，所包括唔同嘅層面。
You'll see the extremities. If I go up to the heavens, that's, you know, way up into the stars.
他说我若升到天上，在这个众星之间，你在哪里？
Again, the polarity. If I make my bed in the depths.
他说另一方面，如果落到你的阴间下榻的时候，
I'm using those phrases from the NIV. You have the New Living Translation, which is a good translation too, but the NIV kind of brings out a little bit more flavor.
咁英文有唔同嘅版本，帶出唔同嘅意思。
Depths, your translation, New Living Translation says grave, and that's accurate because it's the word sheol in Hebrew.
咁用到呢個陰間、呢個地府呢個字。
It's the word for the place of the dead, the depths of the earth, the grave.
佢就話呢個地嘅深處。
Do you see the polarities, the variations, the extremes?
你睇唔睇到嗰个两极咧？一方面你喺天上，另一方面你喺地底下边。
Well, David, the poet doesn't stop there. He goes on. He says, if I go all the way to the heavens to the stars, or if I go all the way down to the depths, you're there. You're there, O Lord.
无论你我上天下地，神啊，你都喺嗰度。
Verse 9, if I go to the wings of the dawn, that is, utter east, right? Sun rises in the east.Where the sun's coming up, right?
另一方面，我话我展开清晨嘅翅膀，飞到海极，就系呢个日出嘅地方。
Or if I go to the far side of the sea, which the NIV phrases it there, again referring, again this is ancient Near East, right? They might not know or be somewhat aware of the other oceans, the vast farthest oceans, which again your translation, New Living Translation says farthest oceans, right? What is he talking about?Utter West.
当时诗人喺呢个海嘅东边，佢想象下，如果去到海嘅西边地极嘅时候
，Do you see the completeness?
你睇唔睇到係無論係上下或者係左右東西嚇嗰、那個兩極喺度咧？
Okay, he's talking about God's presence, right? Far as the east as goes, or as far as the sea in the other west goes.
佢話無論喺東喺西，神都係與你同在。
God, you're everywhere.
佢話神啊，你無處不在。
And then the psalmist in verse 7 says something very, very important, and I hope that you take note of it. Where can I flee from your presence?
我哋睇翻第七节，第七节佢话：我往哪里去躲避你的灵呢
？You know, I've often heard that, and I would agree. If you know a little bit of Hebrew, a little bit of Koine Greek, Aramaic, it kind of puts the Bible in living color rather than black and white.
如果你有機會去啊學到呢個嘅希伯來文或者係希列文甚至係亞蘭文嘅時候，你睇聖經嘅時候，聖經好似一幅嘅圖畫嚇、啊，有好多唔同嘅顏色。
And the word presence in verse 7 is a significant Hebrew word. You know what it means? Panim, God's face.
咁呢個其實呢個無論面呢個字喺原文嚇、啊、都係解呢個臉面嘅意思。
You see what he's saying? Everywhere he goes, there's God's face.
佢无论你去边度嚟，去到边度都好，神都喺你嘅面前。
See, he gets across something that's amazing, and theologians harp on this. They tell you this.
咁好多嘅神学家都会讲到呢一样，解释到呢一方面。
Wherever he goes, there's God, His presence, His panim.His face.
无论你去到边一度都好，神都系喺嗰度。
Now you mustn't misunderstand. God is everywhere, but you mustn't think that He's everywhere like gas or vapor.
咁但系当我哋讲到神无处不在嘅时候，唔系话神好似个气体、个液体咁样，好似呢个气体呢、这个一样。
And as I mentioned last time, I'll use a common illustration that I've used before. You know, if you had a canister of gas, you open it.
好似你有樽嘅气体，你开咗佢
，it would go out, fill the sanctuary, go out into the foyer because the doors were open, fill that and beyond, right?
咁你开咗佢嘅时候，嗰、那个气体走出嚟啊，充满住成个嘅啊呢、这个嘅礼堂。
And yes, you'd be accurate to say it's everywhere, and you might say basically what's happening is what you're extending the molecules, right?
咁系咪话呢个嘅分子喺度扩张咧？
And some of the gas is there, some of the gas is over there, some of the gas is back here and over there, right?
咁系咪话啊？呢度你见到有啲气体，嗰度又见到气体，嗰度你又见到啲咧
？That's not. Repeat. That's not what the psalmist means when he says God is everywhere. That's not what he means.
呢个唔系诗人所讲嘅意思。
The psalmist is not saying God is stretched out or extended like a gas.
佢话神唔系好似呢个气体散播咁样一样。
No.But yes, you'll see on slide 2, all of God is everywhere. God, as the theologians call it, is repletively there.
他说神是无处不在，是充满着这个全世界每一个地方。
And what that means is he's completely present at every point in space, spatial.
无论在哪一个空间里面，神都是在那一个地方。
You know, spatial as in, there's no more space in the refrigerator. I got to put these oranges in there. No more space, 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 spatial.
好像在每一个空间里面，神都是存在。
No wonder Psalms are starting to say how marvelous, how wonderful, how amazing. It's mind-boggling.
所以为什么这个诗人他这么奇异，这么惊讶，神是无处不在。
Now last time, we already saw that and looked at, hopefully fairly carefully, about God's knowledge, all-knowing knowledge.
咁上個星期我哋講到神嘅知識。
But we're surrounded by God's presence too.
咁但我亦都係俾神嘅無處不在嘅係一切。
And David goes on and on and on. Even in verses 13 and 18, talks about God's all-passing power.
咁讲到无论去到十三节、十四节，都讲到神嘅同在嘅权能。
Look again at verse 13.
我睇第十三节.
For you, for unto God created my inmost being. What does that mean? That's my soul, right? My inmost being.
他说我的肺腑是你所做的.
You knit me together in my mother's womb. That's 他说, my body.
他说就算我在没福的时候，你已经遮蔽我.
See, he's saying body and soul, created by God, upheld by God every moment.
他说每时每刻我的身体灵魂都是神你所做的.
And then, the psalmist says in verse 16,
第十六节跟着说,
all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
他说在我未成形的日的体质在你眼早已看成, 你所定的日子我尚未到一日, 你都写在你的册上了.
Every single moment, every single day is ordained by God.
我们的每一日每一天都是神所命定的.
God creates, God ordains, God sustains, God upholds what? Your body and soul.
神去做我们每一样东西,做我们的身体,做我们的灵魂.
That means, amongst other things, he's keeping you together every second, every moment.
所以神每时每刻神都是看顾我们.
He's keeping your molecules together.
好像将我们这个分子是组成在一起.
He also creates, ordains, sustains, upholds your history.
我们一生走过的年月,我们的历史, 神都命定.
You see, in case we miss it, he explains it here. At the one end of human life, he says, is conception.
他说由起初受孕的时候, 神已经知道我们.
He says to us, in my mother's womb, you knew me. You were knitting me together.
他说我在无福中,你已遮蔽我.
And on the other end, at the end of your life, when you're old and you feel like, what am I even here for? It's ordained by God.
无论到去到你年老的时候，你就算问啊，点解我仲喺呢个世上边？ 神系到嗰一日，神亦都同样去命定咗俾你.
It's all in God's plan.
一切喺神嘅计划里边.
So there's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why you're alive.
所以今日我哋嘅存在有呢个原因，有呢个目的.
So what is the psalmist saying to us?
咁究竟嘅诗人想同我哋讲啲咩咧？
Well, from conception to the last breath, God is in charge.
无论由我哋去出生到我哋嘅死亡嘅日子，神都系控制我哋嘅生命.
Not only did He create you,
佢创造我哋.
As it's stated, He ordains all things.
佢命定我哋生活上边嘅每一日.
He sustains, upholds all things.
去亦都帮我哋去过每一日.
And His power overshadows absolutely every second of your life.
喺我哋生命上边嘅每时每刻, 神都系与我哋同在.
What then are the ethical implications here of that?
咁呢度对我嚟讲有咩重要性咧？
Well, this doctrine of God's presence and power being there and everywhere, do you see that comprehensiveness? Do you see the significance then of it?
神这个 doctrine 对我们每一个人都有这个影响.
You know, from the early Christians to the ancient Jews, those who took the doctrine of God seriously have always said both abortion and active euthanasia are wrong, are against God's will.
因为对于今日的基督徒或者古代的犹太人，当他们去相信神这个神学的理论的时候， 他会对那些赞成堕胎的人说，你们所提出、所支持的东西是错的。
Some people call euthanasia mercy killing.
有些人说，安乐死好不好呢？
Again, euthanasia is the act or practice of killing or permitting the death of hopelessly sick or injured individuals.
那些人，他病得那么辛苦，那么痛苦，那不如死了好过吧。
That and abortion are against God's will.
无论是安乐赞成安乐死的人，或者是堕胎的人，神亦都是同神的是相对的。
And obviously the reason is, right, because God is God. He's the giver and taker of life, right? Not you.
神就是神, 佢係呢個創造生命嘅。
It's because you're putting yourself into the place of God when you do that.
因為當你咁樣做嘅時候，你就將你自己放咗喺神嘅位份上邊。
That's idolatry.
就好似呢個嘅敬拜偶像一樣。
Because we're not the king.
我哋唔係神。
He's in charge.
只有神只係掌管一切。
It's clear in the Bible, we are the creature, he's the creator.
聖經講得好清楚，佢係創造嘅主，我哋係被造嘅物。
And so life in the very, very beginning, in the womb,
無論
and life at the very, very end, when you're really old, is fragile, it's inconvenient, right?
由我哋喺冇福嘅時候嘅被造，到我哋一生最後嘅日子，都係神所命定。
And of course we're tempted to say, let's do something about it.
咁好多時我話等我自己去決定啦。
That's a violation.
呢個就係違反咗神。
Right? It's a violation of the glory and the rights of the living God.
呢個就違反咗神，違反咗神嘅佢嘅榮耀。
This is not referring to politics.
我哋唔係講緊呢個政治。
This is written before the culture wars that are on the front burners today in our societies, right?
呢個亦都唔係今日我哋想去介入所有所謂呢個文化呢個嘅爭拗。
I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the doctrine of God.
我唔係講緊呢個文化，我係講緊神。究竟喺聖經講到神係講到緊啲咩嘢
？You're wrongly sitting on the throne of God. That's our problem.
有好多時候，當你咁做嘅時候，你就坐咗喺神嘅寶座上邊。
And some people act it out by having an abortion or practicing euthanasia.
無論啲人去贊去呢個墮胎或者贊成呢個安樂死嘅時候。
But God is the giver, the taker, the sustainer of life.
但唯有神只係呢個創造天地萬物嘅主。
John the Baptist, Jeremiah, were called by God and filled by the Holy Spirit in the mother's womb.
呢個嘅施洗約翰或者係呢個嘅耶利米，佢由呢個喺冇福嘅時候已經受到神嘅靈嘅感動。
Because when you're in your mother's womb, you're you.You're you. You're made in God's image.
就算你喺你嘅母亲嘅冇福嘅时候，其实神已经去认识你，已经知道嗰个系你。
And at the very other end of life, when you feel absolutely useless, right? And you think, what am I even here for?
或者系喺到末后嘅日子，你觉得你已经觉得自己都唔知自己边个嘅时候，或者你会问，点解仲要生存呢个世界嘅时候
？It's not your choice.
这个不是你的选择。
Even the end of your life, it's not your choice.
几时是你生命的结束，不是我们的选择。
Because it says in the scriptures, all the days of your life are ordained.
因为这里他说过你的一生每一日的日子，神已经为你命定好。
Even in your old age, you're still under the shadow of God and his presence and his power.
是就算在末后你软弱的时候你都是在神的掌管之下。
And so God's presence is an inescapable fact in every aspect, every dimension of life.
神去掌管了我们生命上面每一个部分每一个时刻。
Now David, the psalmist is not a theologian just giving you facts.
神他不是只是将这个的事实给过你。
Right, he'sAuthor of the Psalm, he's a poet, he's a lyricist, he's telling us about how his heart responds to these truths.
大卫是一个诗人，他告诉我们听他对神的真理有什么回应。
Therefore, we see here the presence of the living God is not just an inescapable fact.
所以神的同在不是一个我们不可以避免的一个的事实。
And this is why it threatens us.It threatens the human heart, right? It's a radical threat.
当你去明白呢样嘢嘅时候，其实对每一个人嘅心都有一个嘅影响喺度。
Now I mentioned that and I explained that last time.
我上个星期讲过。
And David, what David is happening here as he's explaining things to us is he's going through a life journey.
佢话好似佢走紧一个人生嘅旅程。
I have this on slide 3. If you look carefully, David's attitude toward this inescapable God covers this wide range.
咁如果睇下大卫呢一个呢首诗嘅时候，佢嘅态度系非常之系
He gives us the truth. God is everywhere. God sees me.
首先佢话系神系无处不在，神见到我。
And that means God is involved in absolutely every fiber of my being.
咁即係話神喺我身上，喺我人生裏邊係掌管一切。
He's involved in your life and David's life. He's involved in David's history, your history.
無論係大衛或者我自己，我哋嘅人生，我哋做過嘅事，神都喺嗰度。
And so let's use the stages as a guide through the psalm, right? The stages of David's life journey.
用我用大衛去睇下啊呢一段嘅啊呢、这個啊去解釋。
And the first stage is in verse 6.
喺第六節係第一個階段。
Where he says, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me."
佢話呢這樣的知識奇妙是我不能測的。
Now that phrase again, that's from the NIV translation. In English, it comes across pretty positive, but it's not a positive statement.
喺英文嚟講嚇係一個正面嚇係正面嘅。但不是一个完全正面的一句说话。
If you had to literally translate it, you can do this in this way. Too wonderful for me is your knowledge, God.
咁我有一个意思话，神啊，你嘅知识太奇妙啦，奇妙到根本我都唔明你讲乜。
See, it's easy to misread that. It's not a positive statement. It's a man who's saying, "This is too much. I can't handle this. This is mind-boggling. This is mind-blowing. You know, my circuit breakers are breaking."
哇！我真係聽唔明你講乜喎。
Because I don't get it. I don't get this.
哇！我完全都唔明你講咩嘅。
Yeah, it's not a positive statement. He's reeling. He's saying, "I can't handle this."
大衛佢見到呢樣嘢嘅時候就話啊，我唔明啊，我咩都唔明啊。
And the reason for that is in verse 5. He says, "You hem me in."
喺第五節佢話你喺前後環繞我。
That means God is ever present, all powerful, all knowing. Again, that's what the psalmist is disclosing, right?
咁就呢個嘅經文所講，佢話神係啊，全能全知。
And you and I start to realize that, you know what happens? It's like a blanket over us, smothering us, and we find it hard to breathe.
你諗下，當你話到神係前後環繞你嘅時候，好似你俾張被啊，而家撳住你就係焗死你一樣。
And very quickly goes from being smothered to, as in verse 7, acknowledging that we can't escape, we can't flee from the presence of God.
咁你就好似講到話，我完全冇辦法可以逃離神嘅手掌裏邊。
Do you see that in the text, verse 7? Where can I go from your spirit?
佢話我能夠喺邊度逃過你嘅靈咧？
He continues in verse 7. Where can I flee from your presence?
他说我从哪里躲避你的灵，我往哪里逃避你的面。
You see that second question, where can I flee from your presence? That's rebellion.
咁呢句讲到乜嘢咧？就系讲到话一个想去逃避，就系一个嘅反叛。
The same two Hebrew words that appear in Jonah, beginning of the book of Jonah.
就正如我哋谂到呢个嘅约拿一样。
And it's basically saying, where can I flee from the presence, Peniam?From your face, where can I flee, hide from your face?
就正如約拿都可能當日會講到一樣嘢，就話我從哪裏可以躲避你嘅靈，我往哪裏逃避你嘅面。
Right, you know, many of you are familiar with the book of Jonah, that small prophetic book in the Old Testament. Jonah flees from the presence of God. He doesn't want to obey God.
咁我如果你記得呢個約拿書嘅時候，約拿係一個先知，想去逃避神。
And those are the same very two Hebrew words that appear in Psalm 139. So what the psalmist is talking about is rebellion, disobedience.
其實呢度都講逃避嘅時候，就係等於呢個嘅反叛啊，唔去聽從神。
And so what David is doing is moving from the sort of suffocation of the idea of God being everywhere to saying, "I got to get out of here. I got to flee."
大卫想话俾我听吓，佢唔想俾神去环绕佢、缠住佢嘅时候，佢想去走佬。
That's very significant because David is like many of you. He's from a traditional culture. He's an ancient man.
咁大卫系一个就古代嘅人。
An ancient man and women did not expect to live their lives just the way they want to live, like modern people, right?
佢唔系好似我哋今日嘅人吓，今日嘅人唔中意啦，咁啊走咗去。
Most of them knew their tribe, their family was going to dictate how.They live.
在古代的时候你的、你的家族你的、 你所隸屬嘅國家嗰個傳統會話俾你聽，你點樣樣去循規蹈矩。
Yet David, from an ancient Near Eastern culture, the Israelite, David can hardly stand the very idea that God is completely all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful.
但是大衛作為一個古代的以色列人，他自己覺得他對於神是無處不在，環繞他這個事實，他覺得對他來講是太多了。
So let me ask you.
讓我問你一個問題。
If someone from the ancient Near East, from traditional culture, enmeshed in traditional culture, okay, we're in a modern culture now, right? If he can't handle it, how about us?
如果一個好似大衛一個古代嘅人，佢唔可以去接受神係無處不在嘅時候，對於你今日一個現代嘅人，你點樣樣去睇呢個事實咧？
You know what the modern culture tells us what the meaning of life is?
今日我哋嘅文化话俾我听，有啲嘢我哋唔中意嘅时候，我哋会点做咧
？You get bombarded by this every day from your community, from your schools, from media.
咁今日可能呢个嘅传媒呢个世界会同你讲好多呢啲咁嘅嘢。
I'll put it this way in street language: I have to be me. I have to be me.
我要做翻我自己。
I have to live the way I want to live.
我要过嘅生活。
I have to live as I decide. I decide what's right and wrong.
我自己去決定咩係啱，我決定咩係錯。
And if I don't have the freedom to live as I want to live, my life is meaningless.
咁如果我冇呢個決定去過我中意過嘅生活嘅時候，我過我嘅生活有咩意思咧
？Every day,
每一日
，modern culture tells you that.
每一日，我哋今日嘅文化，現代嘅文化咁樣同我哋講
，You live in a land, a nation, a city.That bombards you with that message daily.
我今日生存嘅世界呢个世代就系咁样话俾我哋听。
Of course, you might push back a little bit on it if you're from a traditional culture. You might think otherwise, but you're part of being influenced by modern culture too.
或者你喺呢个传统文化嘅背景，但系喺今日身处呢现代嘅世界，你或多或少都会受到影响。
By the way, you parents, you know your kids are inundated with that every single day at school.
作為父母的，你知道你的兒女每一日在學校接受到咩嘅教育
？Their friends say that to them all the time.
佢嘅朋友，佢哋嘅朋友可能每一日都咁樣同佢哋講。
But if you think that life's about you and your freedom to live as you want, you know what? This all-powerful, all-knowing, this all-present God is a nightmare.A nightmare to you.
你想象一下呢个神无处不在，简直系人嘅噩梦。点解你唔去过你中意过嘅生活咧
？Because it destroys your premise that you're the boss. It destroys it.
佢话好似将你嘅人生系完全嘅摧毁咗佢。
Because you don't get to choose everything.
你都过得唔开心嘅。
That's the reason David, Jonah, and so many of us, we don't want to be near God.We want to ignore God. We don't want to draw near God.
神啊，我唔想去靠近你。神啊，我想躲避你。
Because we don't want him around. We don't want him nosing around.
神啊，我唔中意成日好似喺隔篱左右去黐住我喺我旁边。
And we don't want to believe he exists.
我亦都唔想知道其实你存在。
And this is why if you're a faithful Christian and you talk.To your friends and your acquaintances and people cross your path about the Lord, they rather talk about something else.
点解可能如果你想同你嘅朋友去讲到呢个嘅神嘅时候，佢哋唔中意去听你讲，宁愿你讲一啲其他嘅嘢。
And David eventually breaks through the sense of being threatened. He's no longer uncertain. He sees the light bulb blows on. He sees the presence of God as what an absolute.Transforming joy. Did you see that in the text?
咁但系跟住佢又同佢唔想，到佢睇到就系原来神系俾到一个改变，成为佢改变生命嘅一个喜乐。
Look again, and if you could shine up verses 11 and 12, it says something pretty interesting, a bit inquisitive, a bit puzzling.
咁跟住你睇下十一、十二节佢点样讲
？In the NIV, it says, "If I say, 'Surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜，黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见。黑夜却如白昼发光，黑夜和光明在你看，到时一样。
If you're familiar with the Psalms, you know what is darkness.
如果你很熟悉这个诗篇的时候，很多时候都讲到黑夜、黑昼。
Darkness in the Psalms is always suffering, danger, the possibility of death, disease, absolute terror.
黑暗很多时候代表这个痛苦，代表这个危险，代表不好的时间。
And we're plunged into darkness. You feel I'm lost.
你在黑暗的里面的时候，好像是迷了路一样。
But if you're in the dark, what if you have a God that you can't shake, you can't get rid of?
但如果你在黑暗里面都依然有一个神，你摆脱不了的时候，那会是怎样呢？
What if you're in the dark, as in darkness and as the Psalms, you have a God that's always there?
神是周围无处不在。
What if you have a God who is ever present, absolutely present, who has you by the hand?
但就算想象下，在黑暗里面的时候，神都依然是同你同在，都依然是紧握你的手的时候，那又怎样呢？
Well, you could put two to two together. His presence is no longer a threat.
意思话，佢嘅同在。 对你来说,
In fact, it becomes a delight, a joy, a wonder, because God can't lose me even in the dark.
意思说，就算在最黑暗的时候，神都不会去抛弃我们，对我们来说是一个喜乐。
That's what verses 11 to 12 are saying. For God, darkness is as light.
所以这个12节说，黑暗就好像一个光明。
And putting two to two together is, I'm safe then. I'm safe in the hands of the Lord.
即是说我在神的里面，我是已经得救了。
No matter what darkness is coming upon me,
无论黑暗怎样去遮盖我都好,
He has me by the hand. Even my darkness will turn to light.
就算这个黑光都变成黑的时候, 神都是紧握住我们的手。
I hope you don't miss that. Look at verse 17. It's all there. It's intriguing. The psalmist says, How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast the sum of them.
你看到在其他诗篇都是这样讲。
You know that word precious is what you think it is. Precious is that word that usually refers to diamonds, jewels, gold, treasures, right?
当我们看到说，当诗篇讲到说，我们在神的面前是看为可贵的时候，好多人我谂起贵，就谂起可能系珠宝啊、钻石。
You see what he's saying in verse 17? Now the idea of your knowledge, your presence is rich to me.
所以十七节佢话：神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
I'm not just ambivalent, uncertain about it. It's rich to me.
他说对我来说是何等的可贵。
And he says something remarkable in verse 18.
跟着18节他继续讲,
At the very end of his journey, right? We've gone through some of the stages of his life, and at the very end of his journey, he's getting more and more excited, right? More and more joyful at the presence of God.
18节好像讲到是大卫的人生的结束的时候，但他依然都因为神的缘故。
And it's transforming joy is breaking through, and he's seeing it, he's experiencing it.
他睇到呢个改变人心呢一个嘅喜乐系深深渗入喺佢内心里边。
And the phrase of verse 18 I want you to focus on is when I awake, I'm still with you.
佢话我睡醒的时候仍和你同在。
Now that seems to be the climax, right, of the psalm.
好似系呢个嘅诗篇里边嘅一个嘅高峰。
But many commentators, if you know, they teach in seminary, you gotta go go through all these commentaries to check out, you know, whatever others have said. You know, many commentators, especially people who are experts in Hebrew poetry, say there's something a little strange here in verse 18.
咁但係其他嘅一啲嘅神學嘅批評家，佢有唔同嘅睇法。
You know, why? Why would verse 18, right? When I awake, I'm still with you. Why would that be the climax? He said it already in the beginning.
咁有啲人會覺得點解十八節係呢個嘅詩篇嘅高峰，而唔係第一節咧？
Right? He said already. David said already in the beginning. So when I sleep or wake up, you're there, God. You're there.
佢話：我睡醒嘅時候，仍和你同在。
So why would David say it again?
咁點解佢要再提呢一樣嘢咧？
Because God is ever present with me. Even when I awake, He'll be there. That's what He says, right?
呢度佢話：我睡醒嘅時候，你仍和我同在。
Well, it's probably not the climax then of the psalm.
或者唔係呢個詩篇嘅一個高峰。
And then many commentators go on and point out that David has said the following in another psalm, Psalm 17. I have that in slide 5 for you, 17:15.
咁喺詩篇十七篇十五節裏邊，亦都咁樣講。
And he says in 17:15 in the English Standard Version, which is a more literal translation, as for me, I shall behold your face and righteousness when I awake, and he's talking about from death, when I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness.
至於我必在異中見你的面，我醒了的時候得見你的形象，就心滿意足了。
I hope you see what David is saying here.
我希望你明白大衛喺度講緊啲咩嘢。
We've seen David on a journey, right? He's moved away from being threatened by the living God who's always around him, right?
我睇到佢由開始嘅時候想逃離神嘅面。
He says, I have a God who is impossible to lose. He's with me, always present with me.
他說去到哪裡都有神與我同在。
And he stated, he has me by the hand, and he will never let me go.
他說從來都不會放手，都會揸住我。
And this God is so present with me, he's gripped me so strong that even when I die, he's going be with me.
就算我去到死嘅時候，神都與我同在。
That's the ultimate omnipresence, isn't it?
咁就係講到話呢個真係神係無處不在。
He will be with you even in death.
就算喺你死咗之後，神都係與你同在。
He's going to wake me up in my resurrected body.
到我死咗之後，我呢個嘅被升高嘅身體，神都係與我同在。
The psalmist who's a believer says, I will see him.
我會見到神。
Do you know what David is saying?
你明唔明白大衛喺度講咩咧？
If God has you by the hand, even if you go into the utter darkness, it will become light.
佢話：就算喺黑暗之中，當神緊握我哋嘅手嘅時候，黑暗都變成光明。
Even if you go through even the greatest of our enemies, death, it will become resurrection.
佢話：就算我哋死咗之後，都會成為復活。
I mentioned this in the English Fellowship yesterday. In Mark chapter 5, Jesus was brought into a room.
咁喺呢個嘅，我琴日喺呢個英文團契，我哋講到馬可福音第五章。
It's a sad occasion. There's a little girl who just died there, and all her family, friends, and back then, you know, usually the community is pretty small, so they're all there too. They're weeping.
咁佢講到話有一個女仔，佢死咗啦，咁佢成個社區嘅人都一齊同佢屋企喺度哀哭。
And Jesus comes on the scene. Sits down next to the dead girl.
佢坐喺呢個女仔嘅旁邊。
And the word Sheol is there, which explains that she's just about in the grave.
咁佢就係去呢個嘅要埋葬啦。
And Jesus takes her by the hand.
耶穌基督佢攬住呢個嘅屍體。
as Mark 5 records it, and says, Talitha cum.
他说, 大利大古米,
Talitha means little one.
他说, 小女孩,
it's sort of like a mom or dad who says to their child, you know, on a nice sunny morning, cum, rise, get up.
好像一个星期日,爸爸妈妈叫一个小孩起身一样,起身吧。
You know, little girl, honey, it's time to get up. Sun is up.
小女孩,你起身吧。
So Jesus Christ sits down alongside a dead girl, takes her by the hand and says, honey, it's time to get up.
耶稣基督在这个小女孩的尸体旁边,拉起她的手,叫她起身。
Do you see that? Jesus reaches even through death. He reaches his hand even through death and grabs her by the hand and says, wake up.
你看不看到就说,就算在一个人死了之后, 耶稣基督会拉着那个人的手去帮他,去复活起身。
And he pulls her right up from death to life.
将他由这个死亡里面去拉出来。
That's what David's saying in Psalm 139.
就是这个大卫在诗篇139篇所说的说话。
In verse 17, he has me by the hand, even in the darkness that is death. Anywhere I go,
他说无论在黑暗里面,无论我在哪里,神都是与我同在。
And if God has you by the hand, even your darkness, it will turn to light.
当神去抓住你的手的时候,什么都变成光明。
Even our greatest enemy, death, will turn to resurrection.
就算死亡都变成你的复活。
Because the psalmist says, when I awake, I am still with you, says the Lord.
当你起身的时候,我会与你同在。
See how practical the doctrine of God is? Omnipresent.
你看不看到这件事跟今天你的生活有什么关系呢?
So let me ask you, how did David do that? You know, how, did he just conjure that up himself?
是不是他自己弄出来的呢?
You know, I'd like you to look at your own heart this morning.
我想你今天去看一下,监察一下你自己的内心。
Because we all can relate to what David is saying here. You know, on the one hand, we kind of struggle. You know, we don't want God to know everything about us.
一方面,你可能今天在挣扎,你觉得我根本不需要有神。
And we kind of relate, you know, I want to be in control. I don't want this smothering God over me, this ever-present God.
我不想神你这么烦,经常烦着我。
And we want to make our own decisions in life.
我想我自己做我自己的决定。
And, you know, nobody wants to be observed, you know, have somebody peeping through our keyhole.
不想经常要去做这么多的事。
You know, we don't like to feel we're totally accountable for everything.
好像我做每样事,个个都好像追着我那样。
And that's why we do a good job as convincing ourselves to ignore God. You know, not to meet with him, to ignore him, or to just give him lip service, and he's really irrelevant in my life.
神根本如果跟我没关系的时候,那求求其其就算了。
But at the same time, we know we need God. We want God.
另一方面,我们需要神。
Because we want that hand.
因为我们想有神那只拖着我们那只手。
We want someone who loves us to guide us, to hold us so we don't fall.
我想有个人去拖住我哋，等我哋唔会跌倒。
We want to trust him. On the other hand, right? We want to rest in him.
我哋都想有个人，我哋可以信得过。
We want that assurance. So how did David get it?
我都想谂下，点解大卫可以咁嘅？
How did he go from one stage to another, from threat of the presence of God to finding the presence of God as a transforming joy? How did he do it?
我都想知道为什么大卫可以从想躲避神，然后明白到神改变他生命这个的喜乐。
As I always say, the answer's in the text. Verses 19 to 24, the answer's right there in front of you.
就是这个19到24节里面，他告诉我们这个答案。
The secret of the whole psalm is right there. Look at 23 and 24 again.
整篇经文的重点在23、24节。
After all this, all of these verses, all this time of wanting to get away from God, You know, feeling hemmed in. At the very end, what does he do? He invites God to scrutinize him. Absolutely.
當經歷了一生想去躲避神，經歷了咁多嘢之後，喺23、24節裏邊，大衛佢講咩咧？
他邀请神进入他的内心里面。It's really quite a remarkable turn, right? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, any sin at all. Lead me in the way of everlasting.
他说神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看着我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
You know why it's really remarkable? Okay, you got to think Old Testament here. Why is it remarkable?
點解呢段嘅經文係咁奇妙咧？
Why is it remarkable David can look God straight in the eye, God look back to him? Why is that remarkable?
佢當佢去對住神同神咁去講嘅時候，有咩特別嘅地方咧？
How did David have the assurance that God would accept him, love him, and lead him? Again, Old Testament.
當你喺舊約聖經裏邊，大衛點解可以好似有一個信念？ 知道神會去接納佢，去聽佢嘅説話咧。
David knew the Old Testament. He knew it well. He knew about Moses.
大衛好明白舊約聖經，佢知道有摩西。
He knew that Moses said, "Oh Lord, let me see your glory. Let me see your face." God said, "No, it'll kill you. It will kill you, Moses."
當摩西話：神，我想去見你嘅面嘅時候，神同佢講：如果你見到我塊面，你即刻就要死。
And David knew about the story of Elsa in 2 Samuel 6 and 1 Chronicles 7. He knew about it.
他知道,
the Ark of the Covenant, right?
这个是这个的约柜。
The Ark of the Covenant was put in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle in the temple, right? The place of God's presence. The God comes down. The Ark of the Covenant is right there, right?
在约柜这个至圣所里面，神会下来与人同在。
Well, they were transporting it. Elsa. And they're transporting the Ark of the Covenant, right, to the tabernacle, and it's tilting, it's going to fall. Uzzah reaches out, you know, reaches out, tries to catch the thing, and he dies.
誰人去碰到這個約櫃的時候，你就會死。
Right on the spot, God strikes him dead as he touches the Ark, because you're not supposed to touch the Ark.
有一個人就碰了約櫃少少就死了。
Knew that.
大衛好知道呢一啲所有聖經嘅事實。
So one of the reasons we want to be away from the ever-present God is not a right one, right? We want control. He's in control. We want to get away.
好多時候我要想離開神。
But the other reason
但另一個原因
is an accurate one.
係一個正確嘅啱嘅原因。
Right? You ought to be afraid of a holy God.
我哋應該係怕神。
The fact that we want to live our own lives, of course, that is wrong. But it's right to fear the Lord. He's holy. We're sinful.
另一方面，我哋係需要敬畏神。
And if we actually were to get in the real presence and see the real face of God, you and I, by ourselves, can't survive.
因為當你同我真係企喺神嘅面前。 見到神嘅面嘅時候，你同我都會係灰飛煙滅。David
knew that.
大衛好清楚知道。David
knew God said to Moses, "You won't survive in my presence."
佢好清楚知道，摩西如果真係企喺神嘅面前，摩西就會即刻死咗。In
fact, David was there when Uzzah died.
當呢事發生嘅時候，大衛都喺嗰度。
David didn't know Revelation 6:16, but
雖然大衛不,
professed it by faith.
雖然大衛唔知道有啟示錄6章16節，但係大衛憑信去好清楚一樣嘢。
Look at Revelation 6:16. It's on slide 6.
喺啟示錄6章16節，佢咁樣講。
English Standard Version: Calling to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him. Who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
向山和岩石說倒在我身上吧把我們藏起來躲避助保助者的面目和羔羊的憤怒。
That's what would happen. If you actually saw the face of God in your sin, you would say to the mountains, just cover me. Just fall on me. I can't handle it. I can't handle this.
你如果真的不知道，你知道你有所有的罪，你去面对的时候，你会对山和岩石讲，倒在我的身上。
You would say to the hills and mountains, fall on me. I cover me. I can't face the one who sits on that throne. I cannot.
他说我知道我有所有的罪，我不可以面对这个永生的神，求山和岩石倒在我的身上。
Because he sees everything. He knows me to the core.
因为主知道我所有的东西。
I can't stand myself.
我不可以面对我真正的我自己。
That's what would happen if you met God in your sin.
当你在你的罪里面面对神的时候，就是这样了。
But how does David then get the assurance that the presence of God will not be lethal?
Sorry.
How will David survive? Face of God.
但大卫为什么可以面对神，他又可以是生存下来呢？
How does David know the presence of God will fill him with a wonderful love?
他又怎么知道神依然是有这么广阔的爱呢？
Well, do you see verses 19 to 22 in the Psalm?
我们看19到22节。
You know, we're told in the New Testament not to say those things.
我们很多时候都说，在旧约我们不说这些东西的。
What does he say in 19:20? I hate those who hate you, O Lord. I abhor those who rise up against you. I have nothing but hatred for them. They are my enemies. According to the New Testament, you're not supposed to say that, right?
在19到22节里面，他说：恨恶你的，我比不恨恶他们么？攻击你的，我比喜憎厌他们么？我彻底的恨恶你他们，以他们为仇敌。
We're in the New Testament age, right? We know we're supposed to love our enemies, right?
但在新约圣经，我们住在新约时代的，我们说我们爱我们的敌人。
You're supposed to do good to those who abuse you.
我们对我们不好的人，我应该对他们做好事。
You're even supposed to pray for your enemies.
去为我们的敌人去祈祷。
So what happened so that the New Testament says something that's so difficult for us to live out?
好像我们在新约圣经里面 生活的人好像很难。
Well, it's because Jesus died praying for his enemies.
因为耶稣基督为到我的罪去死，为到我的敌人去祈祷。
And when Jesus was dying on the cross, he quoted from a psalm, Psalm 22.
他在这个十字架上的时候，他在诗篇22篇讲过这样的说话。
Of course, that famous line, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, is etched in our brains.
他说，我的主，我的神啊，你为何离弃我？
But if you're familiar with that entire psalm, Psalm 22, it's all about distance.
但他里面其实讲到一个距离的一样嘢。
Right, forsakenness, distance from God.
他说，为什么离弃我？为什么远离？
Right, the psalmist says, Do not be far away from me, O Lord. Be not far off.
他说不要远离我，不要离弃我。
Right, the whole psalm is about distance being far away.
好像成篇的诗篇讲到一个距离，一个的问题。
Here's David who can't lose the presence of God. He can't get far away enough from God. In contrast with Jesus who can't even find God on the cross.
那你比较两篇的诗篇，一方面 大卫觉得神同佢嘅距离太近，可以唔可以甩咗神去？但另一方面，耶稣佢问一个问题，就话我去边度去揾到神呢？
That's the tearing apart of Jesus on the cross. He can't find God the Father.
喺十字架上面嘅耶稣，佢揾唔到神喺边一度。
Because God the Father is turning away from God the Son on the cross.
因为喺十字架上嘅神对远离咗遮咗佢嘅面，唔俾喺十字架上面嘅耶稣睇到。
So why did Jesus get the absence of God?
咁点解耶稣会去明白呢一切咧？
Why does he lose the Father's hand?
点解佢会
not there to hold Jesus on the cross?
点解要放弃神拖住佢嘅手咧？
Because he's getting what you deserve.
因为佢为你承受一切。
You're trying to get away. You're trying to ignore God. You don't want to live your life for God.
你唔想有神，唔想有神去拖住你。
You're trying to escape the inescapable presence of God.
你想去逃避神嘅面。
That's wrong.
系错嘅。
And what's the penalty for that?
个结局系点咧？
Jesus pays. He pays.
耶稣为你嘅罪付上代价。
He's abandoned by all for you.
耶稣被遗弃，因为我哋嘅缘故被遗弃。
He lost the presence of the loving God for you.
佢为咗你同我嘅缘故，放弃咗神与佢同在嘅美好。
If you believe He's got you by the hand, He will not let you go.
无论喺咩时候、每时每刻，神都唔会去放松佢嘅手。
You're secure in Him.
我哋喺神嘅里边系安稳嘅。
You can face anything.
你可以面对一切。
In Him.
喺神嘅里边。
So go. Follow Him.
我哋今日去跟随主。
He's with you.
主与你同在。
Father, we thank you for Psalm 139.
主啊，感谢你俾我哋有诗篇139篇。
For your ever presence and your all powerful self.
感谢你嘅同在，感谢你嘅权能。
Oh Lord, minister to us today so that we can minister to others.
主啊，求你今日你嘅话语去服侍我哋，让我哋都可以带俾其他人。
Forgive us, Lord, for being slow of heart and mind.
让我哋心思比较慢。
May you help us to practice repentance and faith.
让我哋都可以经常去行使我哋嘅信。
And to ponder, to chew on what truths you have for us in Psalm 139.
让我哋喺未来嘅日子继续去咀嚼你嘅话语。
We ask that, Lord, for Jesus' sake, for His glory.
我哋奉主耶稣基督嘅名义求。
Amen.
Amen.